Happy Independence Day from the dudes. We did a little different episode this week. We recorded it with one of our favorite dudes from Michigan, Steve. So sit back, relax. We talk a little bit about Lions football, smoking some meat, college football, and more. We do apologize. There's a faint dog barking in the background. We believe Jordan's neighbor may have just gotten a puppy.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless, hardly ever politically correct. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
Happy Dudes Day, my dudes. This is Trent. Alongside me is Phil, Jordan, and Steve from Michigan. How we doing, guys?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Happy to have you here, Steve. Finally meet you in person.
In the flesh.
Yeah, pumped to be here.
In the flesh, that's right. Virtually in the flesh.
That's right.
This is episode 38. It is June 28th. This will be coming out on July 5th. So, Steve, I hear you've been doing fantasy football for a while, right?
Oh, dude, I've been doing fantasy. So I'm 34. I've been doing it since I was like 13 years old. So I got like 20 years on this.
Oh, man, nice. I think I'm about 12 years coming up on this, so not too far.
Hey, Trent, when did you start playing, Trent?
Seventh grade.
Okay, I think I was more like 9 or 10. I was like fifth grade when I started playing.
Probably happened around the same year, Jordan, honestly.
That's probably true, considering you're like 2 years older than me.
This is Phil's first year, believe it or not.
Year one, how's it going, Phil?
So this is actually, I think I started playing when I was, man, I think I probably started playing when I was like 20, maybe 19 or 20. So
late bloomer.
I know, man. I don't know what I'm going to say, Steve, to be quite honest with you. There's simply no excuse for me not being able to play.
Rule number one, play like a champion.
That's right.
When I hear Phil say stuff like that, it makes me think life's like almost not for everybody. Like that's just weird.
And here's the thing. I had to take a break. Steve, you may have known this. You're a married guy. You were telling us earlier. You know, you can't be, you know, playing fantasy for, you know, 3 or 4 hours of your day after you get married. It's just, it doesn't fly.
I'm not even going to lie to you, Phil. I told my wife, I'm like, listen, football is happening all the time. Like, you need to understand that I'm addicted. And if you can't accept that, like, I'm not your man, like, you know.
So that's why we're here, actually. Steve's wife called us. We're having a intervention.
I'm divorced. No, every Sunday is like the worst Sunday of her life. You know, we get through. And I make sacrifices. I watch a chick flicks to, you know. Yeah. You know, give and take.
Steve, I love you like as a friend, but I don't want our wives talking to each other
ever.
You know what I mean? Yeah, ever. Yeah, they can't know about me. I'm gonna make sure my wife doesn't see this episode. You know, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, that's just fine. And you know, if she asked me anything, I'd be like, listen, Trent, I had nothing but great things to say about you. Lovely wife. I got you guys.
Perfect. Perfect.
Steve, are you at least smoking on Sunday? Like you gotta keep the food coming if you're gonna be doing some other stuff.
I'm throwing the fade on the smoker.
Yes.
Yes. That makes me so mad that you say that, Steve.
I just said it just for you.
Thank you.
You know I'm smoking every Sunday, guys. Everything. I love it.
Well, you're a Pit Boss guy though, right?
I am, yeah, Pit Boss.
You guys are practically related then, Phil and Steve. Yeah, you're probably like cousins. Yeah,
distant cousins. Yeah, that's what I heard about Pit Boss. So I'm sorry, but it's just better than Traeger.
Yes,
it is. Like everything about it. I mean, the Traeger's cool, but like I got the Pit Boss and I fell in love like first night.
Oh, yeah. I'll take your word for it.
what series do you have, Steve? Do you remember?
It's the Pro Series. It's like the it's like the gold one or something. I don't like bronze or whatever. And it's pretty sweet, dude. My son's even like becoming like, I want to be. Let's smoke some meat. And I'm like, let's do it.
Wait, so you're from Flint, Michigan, right, Steve?
It's Fenton. So Fenton, like I'm actually Fenton, yeah. So it's small town. It's actually a little bit south of Flint. I'm like about a half an hour away from Flint.
I saw something on Instagram. You said you're the best smoker in Fenton, right?
I mean, I don't want to brag, but like, you know, toot my own horn, but beep, beep. Like, I'm that guy.
Now, Jordan uses a George Foreman. Like, what do you have to say about that, Steve?
I'm shamed and disappointed.
But not surprised, probably.
I mean, hey. Single guy, you know, he's not married. Once you get married, you're like, I got to do something. So, like, what's going to take 8 hours? I'm getting a smoker.
My wife's, that's your alone time right there? That's yeah. The time away?
My wife's like, do you have to look at your meat, like, the entire time? And I'm like, I do. I got to check it out constantly. Just make sure it's doing good.
That's right.
Perfect.
Steve, what's the best thing? What's your favorite? What's your go-to?
My go-to's ribs, man. I've perfected like what I think is the ribs. You know, I like everything else, but some baby backs up there and we're rolling.
Is there a special style of Michigan style, like rub or sauce or anything like you'd have in like KC or Texas or like the Carolinas?
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't even know like if it's a popular thing, but like Stubbs is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Stubbs, I use Stubbs seasoning, Stubbs sauce, and there's a butcher a little bit away from me here that they have like this stuff that's called candy, and so I throw that on there too and just make my own little, you know, concoction.
I want to try candy. That sounds good.
It's not bad, dude. I can't lie. I'm like, oh, I gotta try it, and I throw it on there. I'm like, oh, that's happening every time now.
Is it seasoning or is it like, what is it exactly?
Yeah. So that's like a dry rub I throw on before. And, you know, I do the mustard first, like as a little base.
Yeah.
And then I put some of that Stubbs seasoning on it. And then I put that candy seasoning on it. And it's not like, it's sweet and smoky. It's not like, you know, it's not like candy or anything. And then I get some brown sugar on that. And it's just a game changer.
Nice. That sounds great.
Sounds like it. Phil, are you writing all that down? Like your arm looks like it's moving really fast.
From the self-proclaimed best smoker in Fenton. Yeah, it's
Fenton Steve.
The problem is I don't know if I'm the best smoker on my block. Like I'm
Oh, so you got some competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Trent doesn't live far from me.
Okay.
Too close, unfortunately. Two blocks.
Yeah. Every time I invite Trent over to my house, though, he thinks he's running the grill. Jordan's seen him.
You can't touch another man's smoker, man.
Yeah.
Phil, do you really want me to tell what happened on this story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Phil invites me over for a party. Now, tell me, like, this has got to be against dude code right here. And there's burgers on the grill. And all of a sudden, he's like, hey, here's a spatula. I got to go do something. And it's like, you know, there's like 10 other people coming and he hands me a spatula, like, I don't know, the size of a pencil. And I'm like singeing hairs on my arms. And I'm like, what in the world? And then he like comes at the end. He's like, oh, let me throw some cheese on there. And he's like, hey, everybody like my burgers? It's like,
oh, I mean, at least he trusted you with them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Trent.
It's
that's the most
trust.
Trent's worked out in 2021.
I'm the same way, man. I'm, and, you know, throwing back Coors Lights. Which is
yes.
Like,
all right.
I can't explain it. Like I'm kind of embarrassed because Michigan's known for like it's, you know, it's beer really. Coors Light, man. You can drink like 10 and it's like still water, so it's unhydrated.
He's running while his grill's while he's smoking. Do you yeah, exactly. Is Flint is there a decent brew scene in Flint?
Not in Flint really. But like Traverse City actually is awesome for the brews and everything. And we have a lot of breweries out, you know, all around actually, but so our beer out here is awesome, but the problem is you drink one, it's like, I don't know. So we have it's called Bell's Two Hearted.
Yes, and, that's yeah, yes. Is that so at, where good. Is that out of Lansing?
It's out of you know, off the top of my head I can't think where it's out of, but you drink like three and you like have a hangover before you go to bed. So it's like that's not a good situation. You know, with kids, and then you wake up with one. It's like, I can't, like one is like where I can go. So that's like the max.
All right.
But like, yeah, so that's, you know, good beer, but that's why I like the Coors Light. My wife's like, we can get you something else. I'm like, I'm good with Coors Light, man.
You sound like Phil. So, hey, what three things do you want at every draft party, Steve? For a successful draft party?
This is I thought long and hard about this because that's my favorite time of year.
And you can't say pizza. You know what I mean? Like,
you need good food. So like a must for me, we do a nacho bar and, and nachos are,
I'm going to add that to the list. With.
You got to add it to the list. So nachos and, we need something on the smoker. Then we need beer. And, the last one, it's going to be kind of funny, but, a CBS Sportsline draft board. Like specific, like it's got to be that board. Nothing else feels right. We've been doing that for years. So
do you have like the stickers and you stick them up on the board?
Yeah. So, and one year, like we almost got the wrong board and the stickers were not the right colors. Like, with the quarterbacks, receivers running,
kickers,
and
it threw us up.
It was like, oh my gosh, we can't possibly use this board. So we had to like special order one and it was like double the price, but we're like, we need this board. So I don't know if that's like a weird thing or what board you guys use, but the stickers are a must with the CBS, I don't know what it is, but I guess it's tradition.
We used to use Fantasy Pros, but then we've kind of switched to Sleeper and we throw it up on the TV in the conference room. And that's just a lot faster. I feel like, and nicer, not that I want it faster.
Yeah. Right. I know. Take your time. Right. But I saw you guys' setup. Was it last year? And that was legit.
Like, yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's fun.
So, we were thinking about doing like a draft, with the microphone and wearing suits, so we're professional.
Well, we did that.
it's so legit. That's like the coolest thing I've ever seen. I wanted to be a part of that. I'm like, man.
Field goal post in the house.
Right. We need to get a commissioner to announce the picks, like the first pick,
Hey, Phil, for free, you just got to fly him out there. He'll be your commissioner and announce your picks for the whole draft. It's his favorite.
Yeah. Plane flights and ribs and I'll hang out there.
Done. Probably get some cheap deals out to Michigan right now. So
nice. I have to do that.
So are you, I think this is going to be it's probably going to be a disappointing question for you either way. But are you a Michigan fan or a Michigan State fan?
Yeah, I'm a Michigan fan, and it's brutal. it's just so brutal because, Jim Harbaugh was, supposed to change everything and run to the next Bama. And I bought in, but it's been just disappointment and watching Michigan games. It's just you can watch it and it's like, well, that's a run up the middle, and it is, and it's just just a brutal offense to watch, and I'm still going to be a fan. I mean, I'm a Lions fan, so I'm committed. That's a commitment.
You're loyal.
I'm very loyal to a fault. My wife's like, why don't we watch someone else? Because you just yell at the TV all the time. I'm like, that's just part of being a Lions fan and lately a Michigan fan. So
you just grow up wanting to be a Lions fan. Did your dad like Detroit Lions? Like who would do that to their kid? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, I'm currently doing that with my son. And
I'm sorry.
World's worst parent. I couldn't be a worse parent. I mean, it's a terrible thing that I'm doing to my kid.
You could make him a Raiders fan. That'd be worse.
Actually, funny is I love the Raiders too.
So no,
it makes no sense. It's like, I like the Saints a lot, like Alvin Kamara is like my favorite player. So I get him to watch the Saints a little bit but who knows with them too, so it's, we'll see. But yeah, so my, going back to your question about how I became a Lions fan, it's just something that you grow up and, you're watching the Lions. They're always on TV, except when they were losing, going 0-16, their games were blacked out. But it got that bad. It sucks being a Lions fan, but this is the year, right? I mean, that's not this year, but, we believe in the coach and we love him down here. So he gets a lot of hate, but we love him out in Michigan.
I like him.
I told Jordan that if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back next year, the Lions are winning the North.
I don't disagree with that statement. Like everyone always says, and I sound like such a homer because I always talk bad about the Lions. They're terrible, but it feels different this year, with the coach, the guys that are bringing in, they actually have a game plan. Goff gets a lot of hate and I get it. He's a average quarterback, but the offensive line, they got a nice, Swift and Jamal Williams and, the defense is improving, man. So I don't believe in the Bears ever. I hate the Bears. I have to hate the Bears. Packers are going to win it, if Rodgers comes back, but I'm not. Other than that, Vikings, really?
Yeah, Jordan's a huge Kirk Cousins fan.
No, I just think the Vikings are going to win. But who's Goff going to throw the ball to? Cephas?
I want to know. So you're on the the front line, so I would like to know who you would think.
Yeah, so Hockenson is going to be the number one guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So besides Hockenson, I made this egg bet with you guys that Swift would be a top 10 pick. I'm telling you, he's going to be playing in the slot. He's going to be catching a ton of passes, man.
You made that with Trent and Phil, right? I'm on to Swift as a top 10 running back.
Yeah.
I think I ranked him pretty high.
Yeah, and, people, it's so easy to hate the Lions and get the, talking bad. They're going to be terrible. They're going to win one game. I mean, people think they're going to be worse than the Texans. It's like, come on. But,
that's a stretch, Swift, I think.
No. They have Jared Goff, man, the Hoffer. He's like,
yeah. Oh my God. Jerry G. Hopefully plays with a chip on his shoulders. I don't like their receiving core, obviously. They have a lot to prove. But I don't think they're going to be as bad as everyone's talking about. We've seen Goff, with the Rams, with a solid O-line. And, Gurley in his prime is probably better than Swift will ever be. But we've seen what he can do. And, he's got Hockenson, he's got Swift, and, they got a solid O-line. So I really kind of have a little bit of faith in them. I don't think they're going to win, like 10, 11 games. But, I don't think it's a stretch to say they win 7 or 8, really.
Well, I think that gets it done in that division if Rodgers is gone.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, 100%.
What do you think, Steve? You think he'll be back? You have obviously invested interest in having him not come back.
Yeah, I would prefer him to not come back. he just tore. I mean, it's heartbreak with Aaron Rodgers. It seems like when he plays the Lions, we could be up like 21 points, and he's winning like the Hail Mary, where the fake face mask and throwing up bombs and. We lose with no time left. So I was talking to my brother about this today. I actually don't think that he's going to play this year.
You don't think he will?
No, I don't.
I could see that.
I saw something that maybe he saves like $18 million if he doesn't play or something. Did you
if
see that?
If he retires.
Oh, if he retires. Okay.
I think it's if he retires, I think he'll be okay. But I don't think he will. He has like maybe what, 2 good years left?
I don't think he's that interested in playing football anymore. I think he has other stuff that he cares about more.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that too. That's kind of part of my logic and everything. It's, he obviously doesn't need the money. I think his wife or girlfriend lives out west and
he just got married, right?
Is that what happened?
He's engaged.
Okay. Yeah. Do the Jeopardy thing. And I just think it's kind of like for him, if he can conveniently play football that fits his lifestyle, he'll do it. But if it doesn't, then it is what it is.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And then, the GM coming out saying he's a complicated guy, and they're kind of sounding like the old Lions management. So
let's hope so.
So are you a Matty Staff guy still, since he's playing in Los Angeles? Or
so I have so much respect for Stafford. I think he's a stand-up guy. He's a very solid quarterback. That being said, I hope they win 2 games because we get that draft pick. So, I'm a Lions fan. I'm a Stafford. I support Stafford, but, I wouldn't be upset if they won 2 games. So
it's kind of like when you have that cool uncle, but then, he's not in your family anymore because of divorce or whatever. So it's like you like him, but you really don't care what he's doing.
So many other ways, Trent.
I mean, it's true though. It's I root for the guy, but because he is a good guy and he did a lot for the franchise, and I could never. He's basically a guy you want to lead your team. He stays out of trouble. He does a lot for the city. He did a lot for Detroit. So I'm never gonna talk bad about him. But I kind of think it's a stretch where they're going and saying he's gonna be an elite quarterback, because I just don't think he's that guy.
If you are enjoying this episode and would like to be on the podcast or know someone who should be, send us an email at tffdudes@gmail.com or message us on Instagram or Twitter. And remember, don't be rude, tell a dude. How far are you from where the Lions play, from Detroit? Do you go to a lot of games?
I'm about an hour away from Detroit. I don't go to a lot of games, man. To me, it's like the TV and my fade and
red zone. Your red zone and guy? Some,
yeah. Oh, I love red zone. So if like, you know, even if the Lions are on, I love red zone. Just checking out my fantasy dudes and
it's addicting.
It's amazing. It's the best thing that's ever happened. My wife's like, what game are we watching? I don't know.
My favorite is my
follow it.
Yeah, Steve, here's my favorite one. Okay, you can add this one to your list. If your wife says like, hey, can you take the trash out? And you're watching Red Zone, you say, oh, yeah, I'll do it on the next commercial.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Works every time. Every time.
Babe, I don't know what's going on. It's been 10 straight hours and no commercial yet.
Did they just say witching hour? yeah, that's one of my favorites. I think she's figured it out now.
Do you have a man cave, Steve, or are you just watching in the family room?
Right now in the family room, I'm actually building my man cave.
I'm jealous.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so my house last year flooded, so that was exciting. Oh, man. But that being said, it ended up, I got to remodel a bunch of stuff, and now I'm working on my basement, so turning beautiful. That into a little dude den.
Nice.
That's sweet.
Sin yeah, picks. Man, I'm pretty pumped. So it's just got to get done before football season. That's the goal. So, and then I will not be seen by my wife and kids.
It's like August till February.
You watch college like sure. all day too, or just pro?
So that was a compromise to my Sundays are – we're not compromising. Like I'm watching football. So Saturdays, if my wife has anything planned, I bite my tongue and we do that. But, I try to watch as much college football as possible too. Cause I'm obsessed with football, man.
Did you play football at all, Steve?
No, I'm not manly enough to play football. I like to watch it. And, I tried playing, I was like 7 and the coach was yelling at me and I was like, hey, I can't do this. And I played hockey.
See, but that's the land. Yeah,
skate to the face, I'm back on the ice. Yeah, no. Maybe I'm too manly for football. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Hockey's probably worse.
Yeah, it probably is.
Red Wings
hockey. Love the Wings, man. Yeah. I mean, when I was growing up, no salary cap. I mean, our team, it was just Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
So that got me, that was my love for hockey to how it started. And I'm passing that down to my kid now. He's playing hockey. So I'm pumped.
See, there's really no hockey here in California. Like there's they play like roller hockey, no ice hockey.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys watch any hockey at all? Any Sharks, Ducks, or Kings?
I went to, when I was in college, I went to, actually it was right when the Kings made their run. They had like, I think they had a championship a year and then they won another championship. So it was like Alec Martinez was my boy defender. But yeah, I loved going to Kings games, man. That was like when I was in college, but I was also living down there. So it wasn't that far from where I was going to school. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know you guys have so much out there. So it's not like, you know, in the winters, I'm like, I'm not going outside. I'll just watch hockey. You know, if it was not 3 degrees out.
I've been a Golden Knights fan since day one.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, man. That's, I mean, you guys got a heck of a team. So
he's not a Golden Knight.
Yes, Phil. I wore a hat last. No, Phil, I wore a hat last pod. I have a Golden Knights hat. I've been to it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you have the hat, I mean, it's legit fanhood, I think.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, no problem.
What, anything else you guys want to throw at Steve right now? Anything besides fade?
Where do you put the Seahawks ending 2021, 2022?
It took what, 20 minutes? I give you props, Bill. It only took 20 minutes.
That's a record.
Hey, I'm proud, man. Yeah, so I'm always a believer in Russell Wilson. So, you know, for personal reasons, like I said, with the Stafford stuff, I hope the Rams lose a lot. So that means I hope the Seahawks win a lot.
At least twice.
You know, Russ Wilson, man, is just unbelievable. And then, you know, throwing it up to DK and I could see them having a really solid year. The defense probably needs a little bit of work, but, yeah. You know, if you have those guys on offense, I don't think it matters too much.
Phil normally wears his Birds of Prey Seahawks shirt.
No, I'm wearing a Seahawks shirt today.
Oh, unfinished business.
Unfinished business. I'm repping the Marshawn Lynch when he came back for that that couple playoff
right
games.
There.
there you go.
Fighting dudes.
What was I going to say here? Who I know we've done this. We did this on. I didn't see what you voted, Steve. AJ Brown or DK Metcalf? Who's your guy there?
I like DK, man. I'm in the minority on that. I know that, but DK is just a freak. I mean, that's just to me that he's one of the best receivers out there, and I'm a huge believer in DK. I think he could be top five easy this year.
Yeah.
What do you think about, you haven't heard the draft yet, because this is going to come out July 5th, but Phil took Russell Wilson over Patrick Mahomes. What's your take on that?
Oh, you know, that is false.
Steve, believe me.
I was going to say, Phil, you might want to retire from podcasting.
I'm sure he said something else that's made you think that, though.
I'm like, you know, it's, you know, let Russ cook and all, but Mahomes is, he's the champ, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't do that.
Steve, the fact that you even thought it was a possibility, it disappoints me, Steve. Come on, you hear my take.
Yeah, no, I should know better, but yeah, that's
no, that is 100% believable, Phil.
Yeah. I mean, the way you love the Seahawks, I wasn't sure, you know. I mean,
yeah, he went DK, Russ, Chris Carson, Rashad Penny. That was his draft.
And then Seahawks D, even though they need a lot of work.
It's like, hey, I think Legion of Boom's coming back, guys.
I think
Sherman's a free agent. Why not?
I picked up Myers in the third.
Oh, there you go.
That's the kicker, Trent. Just so
I know who it is.
So you look like you might have like a 3-win team there, Phil.
Which would be an upgrade from last year.
Oh, I feel you there. Last year was brutal, so I'm not even. I don't have any room to talk there. Yeah. I had a lot of injuries last year, so I get it.
Should we ask Steve who his favorite dude is, or is that too close to home? That makes somebody quit.
as long as it's not Trent.
Don't say two or three. Just say number one. Or if you choose not to say, that's fine.
No. Don't put Steve on the spot. We'll just vote. You know, we'll go underdog and
everybody
Jordan,
close you. Everybody close your eyes and he'll raise his hand.
You know, I think maybe I envy Jordan the most because he gets some free time and he doesn't have kids waking him up at 6 a.m. But man, I think all you dudes are pretty sweet.
Thanks.
Blowing smoke, you know, but I found you guys on Twitter and I don't even, you know, know how that happened. And
you said something about your wife losing the remote. Does this happen to anybody every day? And I said, oh, if it's only happening to you once a day, you're lucky or something. It was something like that.
Right. So, you know, then I started listening to your guys' show and, you know, I think I think I was talking to Trent and I'm like, oh man, you guys just seem like one of, you know, the dudes I hang out, you know, a lot of the dudes I hang out with. So, it kind of just clicked after that. Like I listen, every week now and yeah, I support you guys. So I got the Fantasy Dude stickers and, you know, I have my son commandeered my hat. So he's wearing the Fantasy Dude's hat.
Nice.
Promise I wouldn't cry.
Yeah. And you know, what's funny is my wife, actually, she'll take the Fantasy Dudes mug that you guys sent over. So the Yeti, like she's obsessed with Yeti. She goes, you paid for this. And I'm like, no, the dude sent it to me. She goes, uh-huh. And I'm like, no, the dudes, man. I'm just bring it to work and show them off and talk about the Fantasy Dudes. So
beautiful.
So if you guys get any listeners from Michigan, you can you can thank me. So
yeah, we'll throw fade your way. Have you ever had tri-tip, Steve?
What's that?
Have you ever had tri-tip? I know that's like a California meat. It's a different cut.
I haven't. No.
Yeah. You ever come out this way? What is it, Phil? You know what it is?
It's no, I don't actually. It's just a cut of meat. It's not really common outside of.
It's really popular in
outside
California.
You know, some people you can cook it like a. What's the thing? You could cook it like a brisket. You could, but these are, it's a much quicker cook. So you cook it like, as an example, I'll smoke it at like 225 for, let's call it like 30, 40 minutes or whatever until it hits like 130, like 120 ish. And then I take it off and then I turn it up and then I sear it. But it's nice cuts of meat. I think it's like kind of lower towards the leg a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a nice cut. I bet you if you ask your butcher, the guy that you get your ribs from, if you're like, hey, can you cut me a tri-tip? You know what you probably, there's a Brazilian version of it, and it's called, and I cannot remember what the Brazilian version's called. Tri-tip Brazilian.
Bill, now you're going down a rabbit hole that no one's going to believe.
It's called.
Yeah, right.
No, it's, gosh, what is it called? It starts with a J. Tri-tip Brazilian.
Phil always talks about this, but he's never had it.
So I was right. So the tri-tip is like, it's kind of like, it's before the shank, next to the round and near the short loin towards okay. the back. So it's just an easy, it's real. I mean, Trent cooks it pretty often. It's just hard to mess up. And so that's kind of like Trent's training wheels type deal. Here's the thing. Trent's always talking about smoking, Steve. Here's the reality. Trent smokes hot dogs. He'll buy hot dogs at the local grocery store.
It's not true. Smoke pizza boy.
And he'll come over to my house and ask me to smoke his tri-tip because he's still trying to learn how to do it.
and then claims it as his own.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All these photos you see are all my grill.
Speaking of hot dogs, you guys see that Joey Chestnut yesterday? I'm just going to assume he won because this is coming out on July 5th, but that guy's an animal. Do you watch that hot dog eating competition, Steve?
It makes me sick to my stomach just thinking about it.
I love it.
I mean, I'm like watching it, but it's like, jealous. Dude, how do you eat 90 hot dogs?
Yeah.
I dream.
Yeah, I mean, I can eat 90 hot dogs, just not in 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's crazy, man. But so the tri-tip, is it do you throw it up like a brisket or something? So you put like the seasoning, everything. It's not like a steak though, right?
Yeah. So you season it before. Usually it's seasoned or marinated. It's cool marinated too. And then you throw it on there, and then it's yeah, man. Guarantee. Ask your.
Okay.
The Brazilian version is really fatty on the outside, and then they just sear it really hard, and then they salt it, cut it really thin, and then they throw it back on like steaks.
Okay.
To my understanding, I was talking to a guy at one of the meat markets out here, but yeah, it's like I said, it's like a very training wheel type meat. Right. It's hard to mess up.
So Jordan can throw it on his George Foreman.
Jordan Foreman.
Jordan Foreman.
Yeah, Phil talks about this mystical Brazilian tri-tip. I've never seen him make it, never heard of it from anyone else. I would love him to get it sometime, though, but we'll see. You guys got anything else? This has been a lot of fun. I hope we get to do it again,
totally,
Steve.
A lot of fun.
This is awesome, man.
Maybe mid-season we'll have you on.
Pinicana.
Phil's nickname in high school.
Okay, yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah, Steve, super nice meeting you, man. Thanks
yeah,
so
it's
much.
Nice meeting you guys, yeah, dude.
Let's do it again. Take care.
Lots, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Take it easy, guys. Thanks for having me.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.